Do satanic rituals involve sexual abuse? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Krista Hernandez-Kuhn, whose father brought her into satanic rituals as a young child.
Wow. And it's just so horrible to hear something like that, you know? I can remember seeing horrible movies with like rituals and really evil things happening, but I thought always, that's just in Hollywood.
Like
those things don't happen.
Right.
But as I started getting older, people would tell me that their parents were involved with this or that. And it was like, really? That really happens?
Yeah. And sometimes your mind wants to say, no, you know, I didn't just hear that, or maybe that's someone's fantasy or maybe a dream.
Right.
But the question in mind is there sexual abuse, you know, connected to satanic rituals?
Right.
And, you know, when you look at it, ancient Israel in the Bible was always trying to maintain a purity stance.
Right.
But they're always confronted with these other religious ideas surrounding them from other nations.
Yes.
Like Baal worship, Ashtoreth worship. And it talks about that these other religions had temple prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they believed that the act of sex, even with a prostitute, would make the gods, you know, fertile the land.
Right.
And there's a lot of belief systems in that that kind of allude to, you know, maybe there's these rules are different in other belief systems.
Right.
And that could be also
even,
in satanic rituals.
There was child sacrifice that happened when you look at these gods like Molech, that they would sacrifice their children. There was sexual perversion. And so these things have happened far back, you know, before we were even born. And it's there in the Bible as a warning to us to stay away from those things because they are not going to bring life but death.
But what if those same types of ideas, those ancient ideas, were still around today?
And we're going to hear more about that through Krista Hernandez-Kuhn's testimony right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
Do you like listening to the Real Life Radio Show and wish you had a way to share these powerful testimonies with others? Well, now you can. Go to our website at awakeningthenations.com and select from 25 different CDs, each containing 6 Real Life Radio Shows covering specific topics such as addiction, pornography, witchcraft, sexual abuse, suicide, and more. For a small donation, we'll send you CDs of your choice. Just go to www.awakeningthenations.com and order yours today. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Krista Hernandez-Kuhn, and she's going to share with us how she got out of being a victim of trafficking. And before that, she was a victim of satanic ritual abuse. She was abused emotionally, sexually, and spiritually. And we're going to hear from her now. Let's welcome to the show, Krista. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to share this with everyone.
Yes. So I understand as a young girl, your mom wasn't around much. Later on, you found out why. Your dad was taking care of you and your siblings, and he was doing it as a pretense of a pastor. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So as a really little girl, I can remember my father was a pastor of a church called the Alpha and Omega or something like that. But at about 5 years old, my parents got a divorce and my father ended up getting custody of my siblings and I. And it was around that time that my father would take me in and he would do hypnosis on me. He would also have like these strobe lights that he would use while he would have me looking at a hypnosis wheel. He was messing with like the darker side, the spiritual world. And I would say at about 10 years old is when it really got bad. And he would start having people over at the house And there would be this metal trumpet-like thing that would sit in the middle of the table, and he would be speaking with the other side with this group of people, and that thing would be moving around. Mm. And so around that time, he actually took me to a meeting, and this meeting was in this building. It was very dark, and they had candles lit, and there was just these people sitting around this star in a circle. And all of a sudden, my father channeled another spirit into his body, and he had very blue eyes like mine, and his pupils had completely dilated, and he called this spirit his guide, which was named Legion. Oh. And I went to go grab him, and when I went to go grab him, the other people yanked me back and said that it was dangerous for me to touch my father while he was in that state. I don't have a lot of memories on how I got home from that, or anything. But later on in life, through emails that my father had sent and some questioning of him before he passed away, I've come to know that that particular night there was a blood sacrifice that was made over me with a goat, and that the land was defiled as they drug the goat away. And that during that ritual abuse that night, it was said that I would be a bride of Satan and a server of man.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
That's not good.
And you were going through this at such a young age, and I understand something was happening to you at that time called mind control.
Yes.
A lot of us don't even know what that means. We think that's some kind of sci-fi movie type thing, or, you know, what exactly is mind control?
So mind control has been around for a very long time, and people are starting to come out about it more and more, people in Hollywood, people in politics. But basically, mind control, satanic ritual abuse, there's different names for it. There's Monarch Mind Control, there's MK Ultra, there's satanic ritual abuse, and all of that is really all intertwined as one. Mm. With mind control, you are basically programmed at a very young age. You are tested up to about 18 months. They can tell what your giftings are. And from 18 months to about 4 years old, you go through what they call a programming. So they use hypnosis, they use stun guns, they use extreme torture to make you disassociate because the trauma is so much. And during that time of disassociating, they start to program what they call altars into you. Mm. They have all these altars set up, and what they're basically doing is taking and doing the twist, good is evil and evil is good. So when you're being programmed, you are made to believe that Lucifer is God, and that you are to be independent on yourself, and that you are not to trust this God that is spoken of out of the Bible.
Wow. So there you are as a young girl being controlled by your own father, who had on the outside the appearance of being a pastor, but was really a head of a Satanist group.
Yes. And it had went generations back. We had done a DNA test, and that DNA test exposed that my father had lied to me my whole life about who he really was. Right. And actually, my ancestors were basically doing sex trafficking way back in the 1800s.
Wow.
So my DNA has showed that this isn't something that was just my dad. This is something that like has a family been brought lineage. On by generations. Yes.
Right. Yes. So here you were also being sexually abused. Did the sexual abuse happen only from your father, or were there other people participating in this perversion?
No, the sexual abuse was definitely happening from my father, but there was also sexual abuse that was happening in my elementary school by one of the summer camp recreation workers. Mm. And very rarely would my father allow me to stay the night anywhere. But when I did, even females that were his friends' daughters would mess with me and sexually abuse me.
Wow.
So it seemed like as a child or even into young adulthood, I thought that I just had this thing wrote on my forehead that said, you know, slut or whatever you want to call it, if we're just being honest, because it seemed like no matter where I went or what I did, this was always happening to me.
Wow. So during that time, what were you feeling like emotionally? I mean, not having your mom around, I understand that she was just trying to stay away from it. She was afraid of your father, and you didn't have anyone to really take care of you. I mean, some really bad things happen. So how was that growing up? That must have been very difficult.
I actually disassociated from a lot of my childhood, and it's taken a lot of healing, but it was hell. I mean, it was torture. You know, I wasn't afraid of the boogeyman like most people were when I was a kid. I was afraid of what I couldn't see because I knew the spiritual realm was very real. You know, we suffered severe abuse. My siblings were chained to their bunk beds where they could only get to the bathroom. We had poison that was put in my father's soda to make us vomit to see who was getting in to his soda. We had stun guns used on us. And then you put that on top of the sexual abuse. It was hell. I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared. I didn't know what love was. Mm. I didn't know what a nurturing father was. I didn't know what a nurturing mother was. Mm. It was like living scared and having no safe place. I mean, my father even had me thrown into a mental institution at 10 years old, and he had me placed with the adults and not the kids, because that would be too much fun.
Wow. You know, there are people listening who, like I said, feel like, wow, this seems like out of a movie or something that's, I can't believe it's happening. But then there's other people listening who are saying, this has happened to me. I've been abused. I can't believe I can relate to someone. I mean, this happened to me as a child, or they're afraid maybe that they're going to be abused more. But we want to pray for those people who have been through this, who have gone through sexual abuse or even spiritual abuse, because we know that you got complete healing. But, you know, the story doesn't end there. Actually, you are sex trafficked, and we're going to hear more about that on our next show. And we're going to pray for those who are listening right now. Thanks so much for being with us, Krista.
Thank you.
You know, the horrible fact that this even exists, you know, the hell that she went through as a young child, it's really heartbreaking. But it's really heartbreaking to know that people are going through hard things everywhere, where sexual abuse, it happens. Witchcraft and the things that go on, like mind control, abuse, perversions, sacrifices, all these things. People are seeking for more power, or they're seeking for something more than themselves. So, Father, right now we're praying first and foremost for wisdom for all who are listening, God, to know that this is something that is a temptation for people to fall into. Lord, we thank you, Father, first and foremost, for your power, that your power is much greater than any power of Satan or Lucifer. We thank you, Lord, that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we give you the glory. Jesus, we turn to you. We want you in our lives.
Yes.
We receive you and believe in you. We know you have the power to break every power of sexual abuse or witchcraft in our lives. If anybody who's hearing has participated in that, we pray that you would break those things in Jesus' name.
Yes,
as we receive you and believe in you in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. He loves you so much, and he can heal your broken heart, or anything you went through is not too big for God Almighty. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.